And so we've been very restrained, although diplomatically we've been very active. We've been providing a lot of humanitarian aid to people who've been displaced by the war. But what I also said was that if the Assad regime used chemical weapons on his own people, that that would change some of our calculations. And the reason has to do with not only international norms, but also America's core self-interest. We've got a situation in which you've got a well-established international norm against the use of chemical weapons. Syria has one of the largest stockpiles in the world of chemical weapons. This is a volatile country in a very volatile region. We've got allies bordering Syria. Turkey is a NATO ally. Jordan, a close friend that we work with a lot. Israel is very close by. We've got bases throughout the region. We cannot see a breach of the non-proliferation norm that allows potentially chemical weapons to fall into the hands of all kinds of folks. So what I've said is that we have not yet made a decision, but the international norm against the use of chemical weapons needs to be kept in place, and nobody disputes, or hardly anybody disputes, that chemical weapons were used on a large scale in Syria against civilian populations. We have looked at all the evidence, and we do not believe the opposition possessed nuclear weapons of that, or chemical weapons of that sort. We do not believe that, given the delivery systems using rockets, that the opposition could have carried out these attacks. We have concluded that the Syrian government, in fact, carried these out. And if that's so, then there need to be international consequences. So we are consulting with our allies. We're consulting with the international community. And you know, I have no interest in any kind of open-ended conflict in Syria. But we do have to make sure that when countries break international norms on weapons like chemical weapons that could threaten us, that they are held accountable.
But, Mr.